Well, it's Sunday, and I'm glad that you showed up. Thanks for coming to my website. I have an awful lot to say, but just let me share this. As I get my little exercise thing on, raising my arms, going with it. That's it. Stay with it now. Stay with the music. Come on now. You know who that is? Listen to this music. Come on. Yeah. Hey, stand with it. Stand with it. Not letting stuff get me down, huh? With it. Rolling with it. Hey. It's from a nice album that I have. I've had it for a number of years. When I was treadmill worthy, I would always get on the treadmill and run off of Don Grusin, Native Land. This was a great little CD right here. And every cut on it has some kind of reflective analysis of Africa. And so I'm pushing this music on this Sunday morning. And let me share something with you too. Oh, listen to the bongo drums. Wait, listen. You hear that? Listen. Oh, this is nice. Listen. Uh-huh. Yeah. Hear that? Ah. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Ah. During that little break there, Harcourt just jumped up on my lap. He wanted to be a part of the Sing Fest. It's Sunday afternoon here in Los Angeles on this 30th day of August in the wonderful year of our Lord, 2020. I'm so glad that you came to my website. I'm glad that you're beginning to take ownership of your own minds, of your own lives. Live them for the praise of God's glory and unto yourself. Stay with your family, love your family, support your family, be there for your family. But you know what? Don't let family or non-family take you off the track of what I call righteous thinking, the kind of thinking that keeps you focused on what's ahead and not what's happening in your head necessarily, right? Listen, listen. Yeah, Don Grusin. Nothing like a little Don Grusin in the afternoon. On this last day of August, isn't that something? We've gone through the month of August so quick already. It is impossible for me to believe that this whole summer has just swept right by. And I'm glad that those of you that are still listening are still cognitive in your head. You're thinking on your own. You see, that is the beauty, the joy, and the lasting ramification of living life. I was backing out of my driveway to go get some envelopes at the 99 cent store today, and my neighbor said, I heard a statement, and it was something like, live life to its fullest while you can, while you're alive. And let me say something. It saddened my heart to hear about the passing of the Black Panther. Oh my God. What a life. Those 40 some odd years on the planet, born in 1976, and look at all that he has accomplished. Oh my goodness, I didn't know that I had that ticker going. But look at all the life that he had accomplished and gone through, and he did it in great style. He's going to be missed by the movies. As a matter of fact, that forces me to relook at his movies. I have to see number 42 again. I remember when he played that role there, and all of the roles. And Black Panther, of course, I don't think that was his greatest dramatic role. The script was kind of, well, oversimplified for me. But he is a person. I understand from a very dear friend of mine that he came up in a kind of like Baptist family and were given the same principles that I was raised with, love and respect. And let me comment about that. That's the way he died. He died not cursing people, not mad at people, not sad because his life was cut short. He appreciated the life that he had. And he lived that life. If he were an actor and if he were competing with another actor, I'm sure that he would consider that other actor and never did like a lot of people that I can name over this thing, but I'm not going to name them. You know who they are. They start off cussing each other out, talking about each other like dogs. Next thing you know, they're killing each other. They're in the same field, could make money, could have a beautiful life. Why don't they take this young man's life as an example of how a person is supposed to live? Much dignity and grace, and what a fantastic personality and a lifesaver for the African-American community. I grieve his passing, I really do. But you know what? I'm going to have to say this. If you think independently of everyone else, you know that death is coming your way also, and that there's not a thing that you can do about it, but rather to embrace it and to accompany death with a proud smile on your face. Well, that's all I have to say on Sunday, so I'm going to let you go, and I want to thank you for coming to my website and listening to me jibber-jabber you. Thanks again, and remember, spend some time this weekend with God. I think that is of vital importance. So, get on that treadmill of life and stay there. Keep yourself healthy. Listen to nice music. Eat the right kinds of food. Hang out with the right kinds of persons. Make a difference in the world that you live in. Stop being critical of people that don't think like you. Let that person go ahead on. Find their way down Straight Street. Because Straight Street looks crooked on many levels. And so you have to discover what your Straight Street is. You know, and I got in my car to go get some envelopes to mail this letter, and so these people can try to help an old man out. I passed by my neighbors, and I saw Grigsby and his wife. Looked like they just came in from some kind of a worship experience. I just said, y'all hang tight. Do what's right. Still living, still breathing. Still having interaction with my neighbors. You know what? I thank God on this 30th day of August 2020. And if I don't live beyond this day, it has been a wonderful day because I have you to speak to right now. And those of you that listen to me, if you are feeling down and out, if the goozle have gotten to your goat, how can I put it? If the knife has gotten to your throat, now, wait a minute, let me make it clearer than that. If you've come to an impasse, I think you need to meet the supervisor that has never allowed an impasse to stop the progress of his machine. His machine works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all 12 months of the year, never takes off for holidays, never misses a beat or skips a beat. He takes some and he gives more because the human species is going to have a tendency to come together and to procreate. As many as abort them, there are just as many that will cuddle them and nurture them, keep them safe, cool, warm, protected, feed them. This is what God expects of us. And if we as his children adhere to his standards, without some colonialist, without some organized religionist screaming down our throats, preaching to us, we know what good living is. We know what good living feels like. And it comes in all races, all colors, all creeds, all national monuments. The good is there. What we have to do is we have to ease up, ease up, ease up. Find the zone that we're in. And know that we are a part of this wonderful, wonderful race called the human race. And remember now, any human that gets in your lane and gets you off of focus from that where God wants you to be. And you know, I'm not a positivity thinker. I'm not one of those people. That was Miles Monroe. I remember when he got started. Miles got started off wrong. I'm still critical of people like that. Talking about if I say this, I'm going to make money produce and I'm going to make that happen. No, you can't make a damn thing happen in your life. But I tell you one thing that you'd better do. You need to come into focus with the one that has all the answers to all the questions that have ever been asked by any individual that has lived on this planet from day one, human beings, up until 200,000 years after I closed my eyes in death. That's a hell of a long time, isn't it? That's the one that is running the machine. That's the one that I depend upon, that I put my trust and faith in. I would not have done all the work that I've done in my professional life, even in teaching philosophy, if I did not believe that this entity was not behind the will of every progressive movement that has ever taken place on the planet Earth. America is a young country, young compared to other European countries, young compared to the Roman Empire, young compared to the Egyptian dynasties, young compared to all the people that lived before them. America's a young country, going through growth pains, and I love living through it. Because as I live through it, I can give a little advice along the way. And I hope that I've helped you on this Sunday afternoon. let's call that my sermon of the week, right? Don Grusin, native, Don Grusin, that's G-R-U-S-I-N. Native Land is the name of the piece. And I just want to roll off some of the names of the songs that I played. The number one song that started off was Ritual, and then Smiling, and Catch the Spirit. I think that's the one I just played. Catch the Spirit. It's just a beautiful song. A beautiful song, very spiritual, and I hope that it found you on a spiritual moment. And again, for the pastor that preached to me this morning from my home, I'm in my home, to Pastor John Reamer Jr., one of my students of homiletics for over 3 years in my garage. This young man, a city manager in the city of Los Angeles, came to take theology classes with me. And I would not have any preaching student in my classroom that was a hooper, a clown, a word faither. I discourage word faith people to come. A few of them try to show up because they didn't know the mystery of exposition, but you can see them now when you see them all over the internet. They're still missing it. It's not about the individual speaking and how God has blessed him, because God has seen me go through crises after crises, and God brought me through it. Now, why did he bring me through it? I am the apple of his eye. It tells me that in the Bible. You see, I can't stop the webcast. I just keep going. That's who John Coleman is. John Coleman's not going to stop because there's a time limit. When I built this website and I said to God, give me the courage and the ability to reach people on a level that they've never been reached before during a time when they need it. But you know what? So much selfish pride is entered into the human experience. We dare to say to God, you're in charge and I'm not. And until each one of us say that deep down in our hearts to God, you're in charge of this, God, I'm not. You're going to be living in fear in the atmosphere and total confusion. But when you say that, that shows obedience to the Most High. And then the Most High begins to work for your cause. That's what normality is all about. That's what I'm trying to get you to do. Stop listening to other people. Stop it. Because the more you listen to them, you will not be able to do with this crazy white-haired black man from America, the country that he loves a lot, is telling you how he survived these 76 years. And if I survive another 25 years or 24 years to get to 100, praise be to Jehovah, as long as I can keep my computer going and every few days put out these words of wisdom. Come on, people, smile now. I wish I had Ella Fitzgerald and, who is that? Not Count Basie, but Louis Armstrong, keyed up singing It's a Wonderful World or something like that, because it is a wonderful, wonderful world. Okay, 21 minutes and 8 seconds. That's enough for me to talk. It's been good. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. This is PJ saying, stay in that Bible. All right? Stay in that Bible. You know what that Bible teaches? Wait a minute, I can't stop. I got to say this about the Bible. If the Bible was a book that you couldn't trust in, why in the heck am I still doing what I'm doing? Please don't say it's by any virtuous act of myself. I can do nothing but drop dead and praise God for it. Now, that spirit only comes from you reading that book. It is not a secret weapon. It is not used as a defensive or an offensive weapon. It is used as a beacon. Let me use that. A beacon, like a lighthouse on the shore. And you're on a ship tossed to sea, and you want to know which cove you can bring that ship into. Well, you're not going to know unless you see the lighthouse and it's shining. That's what www.johnecoleman.org is, a lighthouse. a beacon. I don't want you as a member. I don't need you as a friend. I need you as a human person to know that you were not put here by chance, that your life is not a fluke, that there is purpose, divine purpose in your life, and you must acknowledge him in order that he might acknowledge you. That's it.